And you know that we have spoken word as well as music, and an excellent representative in the spoken word field is our next performer, Suzanne Owens. Please give her a big welcome.
Thanks, yeah. Thank you, yeah. Great. Hi, welcome. Thanks, Ellen. Father's Day is over, but it's still the same week, I think, isn't it? So I'm going to read some Father's Day poems. I got my daughter's husband. He's a father of a little girl. I think it's 10 months old now. And this is for him. Dearest Matt, you are the one who has made this wish written in 1995 come true. Father's Day, 6/21/09. And it's about Rome, and it's we backpacked through Italy, through Greece and Italy, right up to Rome, my daughter and I. And this was for her, but now it's for Matt. For the one who wants my daughter. She is a girl. She is a town. Someday she will be a city like Rome. Not so much one city as many built on top of it in the midst of one another. We are not in the stone, but in the piazza, the streets, the open windows flagged with tea, sulfa, balm. Let your market stalls be honest, your shops bright. Standing where the hills meet, where once there was a lake, curve your lines, make them grand, so there can be a solemn sense to this. Make your arches high, so every year she can see the moon 12 times. It is not so terrible that she has never loved. Build your steps like shoals to the garden. Make your arcades willing, so the wind can crescent her. I know the rain. It falls alike on everyone. And this one, thanks. And this one is about my own father, who's now dead. Baptism. At that time, just before the sky and water part, I heard my daughter's voice, my son's laugh drift on the first gray light beyond. Now the boat brings them back with a splash of a fish at noon. Use a heavy anchor. Drop the line at least 40 feet. Use a white, blue fox spinner bait. But they refuse to gut the thing lying there curled on the rock as if conceived from it, as hard as hammered metal still fighting in its arc. Knife in hand, I feel like my father suddenly. I want to appear skilled. I want to teach them the way he taught me here on this rock. Looking back, I can see him as one sees a double horizon, the one above the lake and the one floating in it. Just after sunset, when the water becomes as smooth as a fish scale, trees grow into the lake, into the time beneath the lake. I merely looked up to a voice sound, glottal, plosive, from him or from the fish as he punctured it, I didn't know. Oh, a little female, that's too bad, he said. Then he pointed out each organ, named it, and we broke the bag of eggs. They oozed out over this rock where I'm kneeling now. I think I'll plunge the knife in at the opening near the tail and make a clean cut up to the gills. The knife skids. The belly opens like revelation. My eyes, terrible with focus, see the way you would see gems in a mine down 40 feet after walking miles in the dark. Sapphire, ruby, emerald, amethyst. The guts explode in my hands, silkier than riverbed clay. I don't know why. I can't explain this, but I want to plunge my hands in them and cleanse myself. I want to baptize my children with them. The thing I have never done. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Suzanne. One more hand for Suzanne Owens.